It's your Daily Dose with Bob and Nick. Today we're joined by Patty Cantillo-Codges, one of my all-time favorite human beings. She, Nick, and I continue our discussion about life after the pandemic and how we each stay connected with the people and the information we need to fill our lives with meaning and joy. It's a fun conversation that sounds deeper than it is. Check it out.
What is FOMA?
I know what.
FOMO.
Yeah.
FOMO.
Fear of missing out.
Oh.
Yeah, but FOMA.
FOMA lately has been for me fear of missing advice. I've been subscribed for a long time to a lot of emails, a lot of podcasts that are advice related, help, how to be more efficient, how to do things better, how to be better at life and that sort of thing. I have a time in the morning that I've set aside for lifelong learning, I call it, and I just don't do it. Huh. And so, but I won't take that off of my calendar. I won't unsubscribe from these newsletters or these podcasts because I have this, you know, underlying anxiety that I'm going to miss out on something that's super important.
Now, how often do you take the advice that you get?
I don't know that I take the advice a lot, but I do like, for example, a friend of mine sent me a podcast the other day. I happened to be in the car. I wasn't ready to start the next audiobook. So I was just like, let me throw this on. And there was a really good piece of it. I didn't agree with everything they were saying, but they were talking about, the gentleman was talking about his dad, who was a math professor. And he was talking about the difference between complex problems and complicated problems. A complicated problem is like building a house, but a complex problem is finding places for people to live who are unhoused. Mm-hmm. And so sometimes if you're looking at them differently, sometimes, you know, it can be a difficult solution, but it's not impossible, as opposed to those complex problems, which don't have this easy solution. And that kind of got me thinking about, you know, anybody who says, oh, you know, that's, there's, I can fix it like that. Whatever they're talking about, like a complex social problem, I'm just like, I can't talk to you anymore. So there are little things like that. So it's less about the advice, I think, and more about those insights that'll help me talk to other people, that'll help me relate to the stuff that's going on in my life. So advice may not be the right word, but it's something along those lines.
I think I have that, actually. I feel like I'm constantly looking for things. I listened to a book called The One Truth. I listened to a book called The Power of Regret. It's like, clearly, I'm on a quest to try to learn some stuff that will learn me some stuff. But I think that's good and healthy. I think that's you trying to grow as a human being. Where do you look to find advice and stuff, Patty?
I mean, knowing that you pretty much have it all together, do you even look for advice?
Oh, you're so funny. You know, it's... Maybe that's a weakness in me, too. I'm trying to think, where do I seek advice? I have good friends.
Yeah.
I have you. I have Bob. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, I'm pointing to Bob when I say you.
Yeah, but look at the Justice League, though.
Well, that's what I said. I have good friends. The Justice League, Bob, has nicknamed some of my close friends here in Florida, the Justice League, because we all were working to help aging populations here in Central Florida. So he said we're seeking justice for them.
Well, because they each have different skills, right? It's like the Justice League, where, you know, Superman and Batman, they have different skills, and they need to employ those skills in order to vanquish the different villains. So this is the Justice League for aging human beings, where they'll take care of the social, the medical, the transportation, that all of these needs that emerge and get stronger as we get older, they're specialized in. And so they look at this problem from different angles, and through all of them together, they see the whole. And they're amazing human beings. And the group is aging at themselves as they're progressing in the process. So it's been a fascinating something.
We started 20 years ago. You know Annette Kelly was one of our...
Yeah. So you're looking to other people. It's funny because when I think of advice, I think of like podcasts and books and other things. And you're like, well, I just talk to people.
Creating circles of people that you can talk to and get that kind of advice.
And I think that I think part of that for me too is, now that we're coming, you know, still coming out of the pandemic and everything, getting out of a pandemic mindset and reconnecting with people and going to do things and, you know, finding ways to do that, and just having those conversations will help.
You get out a lot, though, don't you think you do?
I do, but I don't necessarily like make plans with other people. So I'm going to events, I have to cover them, or I'm talking to people, I'm interviewing them, but you know, I'm not like, so I did, I'm making more of an attempt. I invited my friend Sean to go to this comedy night at the Bull and Bush tomorrow night, and he can't make it because his house is falling apart. But yeah, there are little efforts like that that I want to make more of.
Yeah. Yeah. Again, that connectivity, connecting just, and it's harder after the pandemic because there was some forces that like, once you got into your cocoon, it is harder to emerge than I thought. And I think this is part of what's going on with our society too. You know, we all need to connect more rather than less and really step out harder. But who knows when the next disease is going to show up, you know?
Well, I mean, I agree with you, but we've also learned to connect differently. Zoom and podcasts. And it's not 100% the same, but there are benefits to those, I believe. And I agree with you. We, I've always kind of been like this. I'll use my sister, Linda, very, very social. And I remember one time she sent me a text and she was telling me her week's plans. And she's out five nights that week with different people. And I'm like, that sounds like a nightmare to me. you know, if I'm going out two nights in the same week, I'm like, I'm done. Yeah, I will actually tell people a night that, you know, they invite me out and I may be home. It's like, no, I can't. I don't get specific. I just can't do it that night because I've already been out two nights that week. But do you like to go out a lot? Do you enjoy it?
I like it when I'm there, the effort, and even before the pandemic, the gearing up for it, making sure I have something to wear, doing my hair, you know, those sorts of things,
yeah,
the beauty
good,
part
the
of it. Thank you. Thank you. No, there is some anxiety, like as far as my, and I'm, as I get older, that becomes less so as far as my physical appearance goes. Something that affected me a lot when I was younger, for sure. But yeah, once I get there, I'm fine. I'm like, I'm always thankful that I'm doing this thing. I'm always like find value in it. Even if, you know, I don't meet anybody, I'm still like experiencing something I wouldn't have experienced just sitting at home.
It's a good attitude.
Yeah.
Right on.
Hey, it's Nick. Thanks for listening. I don't usually emphasize my own advice, but yeah, get out there. You will almost certainly not regret the experience from doing something that isn't in your house. It could be really, really good. And it could be really, really bad, which usually makes for a really, really good story. Have a great day.